Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Marianne Watts, a Dominican Sister of Hope living in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Her preaching today is entitled, Going Up to Jerusalem.
From Luke 19:11-28. As they were hearing these things, he added and spoke a parable, because he was nigh to Jerusalem, and because they thought that the kingdom of God should immediately be manifested. He said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom. And calling his 10 servants, he gave them 10 pounds, and said to them, trade till I come. But his citizens hated him, saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. And when he returned, he commanded his servants to be called. And the first came, saying, Lord, your pound has gained 10 pounds. And he said to him, well done, because you have been faithful in a little, you shall have power over 10 cities. And the second came, saying, Lord, your pound has gained 5 pounds. And he said to him, be you also over 5 cities. And another came, saying, Lord, here is your pound, which I have kept for you, for I feared you, because you take up what you did not lay down, and you reap what you did not sow. The nobleman said to him, out of your own mouth I judge you, you wicked servant. And he said to them that stood by, take the pound away from him and give it to him that has 10 pounds. And having said these things, Jesus went before them, going up to Jerusalem. Going up to Jerusalem. This is surely a disturbing parable, almost a nightmare version of salvation history. It speaks of the coming of a kingdom and of the need to earn one's right to share in that kingdom or else to lose everything, with the whole story taking place under the threat of destruction by a powerful and hated ruler. Yet it was Jesus' lesson to the disciples as he approached Jerusalem, or he would be killed. The very first words of the reading set up a contrast, quote, as they were hearing these things, he added and spoke a parable, close quote. What are the things that the disciples were hearing? Possibly the conversation between Zacchaeus and Jesus, which Scripture places immediately before today's reading. Zacchaeus represents both the man of mercy who gave to the poor and of justice who promised to restore any fraudulent gains fourfold. It is of him that Jesus says, today salvation has come to this house, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. But today's reading is primarily concerned with the violent nobleman who acts justly to his obedient servants, but shows no mercy to the one who fails and who plans a violent end to his enemies. The parable represents what Jesus needed to tell the disciples in that moment of darkness as he approached his death because, quote, he was nigh to Jerusalem, and because they thought that the kingdom of God should immediately be manifested, close quote. The disciples had to learn that the kingdom would come only after the work had been accomplished. The work that increases the value of the life that each person has been given. And they needed to hear the parable's warning. As you live your lives, do not expect a world of perfect mercy or perfect justice. We ourselves in our 21st century live in dark times, threatened by the enormous destruction of the pandemic and the abiding evil of racism. Yet even in a world of shadow more than light, we are still called to works of mercy and justice as we remember the promise of Jesus on his way to Jerusalem, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost.